from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Somewhat.
Dude, they look even better. That's the sad part. And you know, again, we talk about 2019. Now, you guys before the show were talking about, you know, if you could take a play away, right? If you could take one play away in your lifetime, what would that play be? Now that I think about it, that play for me, the play I would take away, 3rd and 15. I would redo 3rd and 15 in Super Bowl 54.
So how does that change things? What's the domino? What's the butterfly effect after 3rd and 15?
So after 3rd and 15, Kansas City is punting. They're punting down 20-10 with 7 minutes of change left. The Niners, in my opinion, are going to run off about 3 minutes of clock. All right? They're winning that Super Bowl. The probability of them winning that Super Bowl by forcing a punt on after 3rd and 15.
Probably right.
They're winning that Super Bowl. So the butterfly effect is the Chiefs don't go back to the Super Bowl. All of a sudden, the Chiefs go back to the Super Bowl. Say if they did, hypothetically, everything mm-hmm. else plays out the way it did mm-hmm. the next season, and they lose to Tampa Bay. That's back-to-back Super Bowl losses for Kansas City. So then by the time they get back to the Super Bowl against Philadelphia, that pressure of winning that one Super Bowl, all of a sudden there's a lot more pressure. There's a lot more chatter about Andy Reid not winning the big one. All of a sudden, Shanahan has won the big one. All of a sudden, Shanahan is a lot looser.
Is Jimmy still here?
Well, if Jimmy's here, the dialogue about Jimmy's completely different.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, everything changes. So if that was a play I would change, it's not the Roger Craig fumble. Even though I would love to change that in the NFC Championship game against the New York Giants when the Niners were trying to three-peat. It's not Richard Sherman tipping the pass in the back of the end zone against Michael Crabtree.
Malcolm Smith.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's 3rd and 15 in the Super Bowl.
What about the fade to Crabtree with Jimmy Smith?
I would just change that whole sequence. That whole sequence was a disaster. By the time it got to fourth down, it's like, hey, you got to throw. Like, I don't know.
You owe it to yourself to run Kaepernick or Gore one time.
We were going to run Kaepernick on a third down, but they had to call a timeout because of delay game. I would take away 3rd and 15 at Super Bowl 54.
Wow, that's the one.
That's the one. 3rd and 15. I think it changes that game. I think it changes the course of NFL history. I think it changes the way we see Patrick Mahomes right now. I think it changes the way we look at Shanahan. It changes everything in the NFL. It alters the history of the NFL over the next 5 years if you take away 3rd and 15. Kansas City's punting.
That's the part for, like, as I defend Kyle Shanahan, not just to you like, we're talking about certain late-game situations and things like that. Just in general, when I defend Kyle Shanahan, I think the margins are so razor-thin that it's easy to be like, he's an idiot. Oh, what's he doing? He's a choke artist. And it's like, well, hold up. They've won a zillion playoff games where they were not the better team, nor had the better quarterback.
Right.
They've won a ton of regular season games in a variety of ways of out-coaching the opponent, out-physically the opponent. And yeah, there are some things that he wants back. Show me a great coach and I'll show you a lot of fourth quarter mistakes.
No doubt.
And sometimes the ball just doesn't bounce in your direction. And I think about it all the time. Like, how would we view Jim Harbaugh different if he won that one Super Bowl? Where would Cap be? Where would Frank Gore be? Where would Patrick Willis be?
Right.
But the whole 2019 Super Bowl, it lives in my head because it's such a woulda, coulda, shoulda.
And it sparked the Kansas City dynasty. It sparked them. It changed everything for Andy Reid. Everything. 888-957-9570. If there was one play you could change in your sports fandom, and I like this question a lot, Chasky, I really do, what would it be? It could be basketball. It could be like,
so like I'm sure, fans.
Would you change the at-bat with Felix Rodriguez against the Angels, right?
It's
Scott Spezia.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't flip the ball to Russ Ortiz right. if I'm him. And I, but whatever. Like, I've talked to A's fans, and the older A's fans are like, yeah, I would have pitched around Kirk Gibson in that situation. It's like, wow, he was hurt. He wasn't playing. Like, I can see where you're coming on that one. You talked about the 49ers, and there's the whole Roger Craig fumble. Let's not forget, like, Joe wins that one. He might have been not available for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, no, it would have been Steve Young. Joe would have been out for the Super Bowl against the Buffalo Bills.
Exactly.
It would have been like, Steve Young.
Think of how you look at Bill Parcells differently.
Yeah.
If they lose that game.
Yep.
You know, and so there's a lot that goes into it. Scott Norwood, you know, because that was the wide right game after that.
Yep.
I think about that a lot. I think about how we would look at Seifert differently. I mean, if he wins, he's the guy who wins the three in a row and two of them are on his watch. That's a big one. Giants lore, you know, what if JT Snow plows Yvonne Rodriguez and he drops the ball?
See,
and then it's Cubs Giants.
We'll see.
And Dusty Baker, like
that situation, I wanted them to hold JT Snow because Rich Arroyo was on deck and Rich Arroyo was having himself a year.
Yeah.
And Rich Arroyo, I wanted to have in that bat because he had a clutch gene to him. He seemed like he was a clutch gene. Just hold him. Hold him.
I always think about what if, you know, Matt Morris isn't the one pitching at Chicago and he's pitching at AT&T Park in that series against the Cubs in 2016.
Oh, Matt Moore.
He
shouldn't have never been yanked.
Well,
and in game two should have been. It should have been Matt Moore instead of Shamarja.
Exactly.
You're right. Shamarja was terrible on the road. By the way, we're going to qualify.
And
now's the
him.
Time. All this week, we're giving you a chance to come in and have breakfast with the roast Friday, September 6th to kick off the football season. Listen all this week because between now and 8 o'clock, we're going to qualify two people. When you hear this sounder, be the 10th caller. And the number is 415-523-4652. When you hear that sounder, call 415-523-4652, and you will qualify to have breakfast with the roast. Breakfast provided by Jack's Restaurant. All right.
One more before we go. What if Steph Curry doesn't go around the back to Klay Thompson out of bounds?
Well, I think the play that you all want changed is the LeBron block.
Ugh.
What if Iguodala makes the layup?
What if he dunks it?
Well, he was going to dunk it, but J.R. Smith made a great play to make him double pump.
Yeah, I know.
So that is
what if Harrison Barnes hits a shot? What if Anderson Barrichow doesn't play in the first half?
Harrison Barnes.
What if Festus doesn't? And I love him, but what if he doesn't foul LeBron on the 3-point? LeBron was cold in that game.
And he hit all three free throws. LeBron was 9-25 in that basketball game. Well, I'll never forget. I'm not going to bring that up.
Festus
is not going to be hanging out tomorrow. So, Festus, I didn't bring that up.
I told you I like him. It's just this is a play.
I didn't bring it up, Festus.
Just don't leave your feet.
Let's go. Let's hear some people. Cadillac in the town.
What's up, Cadillac?
In the town. What's up, baby?
Top of the morning, fellas. How y'all doing today?
Good, man. Good, Cadillac.
Man, my sports moment, and it definitely would have changed the history of the NFL, the Tuck Rule, baby. Tom Brady probably wouldn't be who he is. Mm. The Raiders probably would have won the Super Bowl because they was killing that year. But that moment, It changed history for sure.
No doubt.
And they even made up a rule for that play.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. That's a hell of a play. That's a hell of a play. Let's go to Zach in Redwood City. Zach, what's happening?
Hey, what's good, Bonte?
What's up, Zach?
Still waiting on that NCAA matchup. But, you know, one play that you didn't bring up is the Jaquaski Tart, drop pick.
Oh, my God.
Bro.
Oh, that's
that
a good one.
In his hands, man.
I would have went for it on
in
fourth down,
hands.
Though.
But you know what, though?
Yeah.
You know what,
before the punt, where they pinned him in.
But you know what, though? You're right, Zach. that play felt like it was the game.
It did.
Because I told Rocco right before the play, before that drive, I said, Stafford's going to throw one up.
I know.
And look, I asked Rocco to this day, I told him, I said, yo, Stafford's going to throw one up. And he literally threw one up on first down.
Yep.
Damn,
yep.
Zach.
Yep, yep.
Zach, you'll be waiting on that game for a while. I got LSU just bullying people left
and
right.
You don't have 30 minutes for my guy?
Recruiting takes some time, man. You got it's strategic. I had a sick class. I nailed it, dude. I cracked the code.
What if Giambi slides?
He was safe anyways if they had instant replay. 415 Xfinity Mobile text line. I love how Malcolm Butler pick. You should have ran it with Marshawn. Like, that's all time. What are you doing?
My favorite
and Marshawn just laughing about it on the sideline. He's like, okay.
My favorite meme was it was Pete Carroll as a McDonald's, drive-through guy. And it's him leaning out the window. They had photoshopped his face. And it's like, would you like me to hand this to you or step back 7 yards and fire it at you?
That's pretty good.
Isn't that good? It's really good.
So Sherman's face after it's one of the great memes ever.
Iconic. So,
you know what? We had Doug Hutcherson, Marshawn Lynch's agent on when you were out that Friday. They talked about that on their podcast, Politicking, Gavin Newsom. Doug Henderson and Marshawn Lynch. It's actually the fact that they got Marshawn on the podcast is pretty remarkable. But I think they discussed that play in the latest episode. He teased it because we're going to get into that. And I don't think Marshawn Lynch was a fan of that play call. I don't think he was a fan of that.
What's like a yak yards after contact? You can't stop the guy. Like, what are you doing? And then there's the conspiracy theory that they wanted to give the MVP to Russ and not Marshawn. That's why they did it.
I kind of believe it.
Well, you know, one thing that I think about, and this is fair or not, one play that I think for the Warriors, if you're a Warrior fan, like the Danny Green clay play.
Yeah,
Danny Green clay play lives in my head forever. I don't think Danny Green meant to hurt him. But I did think it was a borderline dirty play, period.
I do too.
I don't think he maliciously was trying to injure him, but it's one of those plays. He's up in the air. I think about woulda, coulda, shoulda, and Clay and Bowman are two guys that I think about nonstop. What would their careers have been had they, not that they got injured.
Clay was entering his prime, dude.
He got injured in the worst fashion. Yeah.
It was the worst way. It was prime years,
man. You robbed a man of his youth.
Oh, this is one. Keeping the Faith on YouTube. The sixth play for the 49ers, the Purdy Tommy John play.
Wow.
Where Hassan Reddick with the elbow.
I mean, do they beat the Chiefs that year?
I think the Niners beat the Eagles. I don't even know if they beat the Eagles.
I was fully confident
walking into that football game. I was. I don't know why I was.
Would we been able to get out okay if they won that game?
Probably not. Well, we would have celebrated for a long time. We probably would have got our ass kicked, but that's okay. I would have taken an ass beating for that win. Oh, man, I would have loved that. Be in Philly.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, Let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Next week. Thinking about bringing a Niner hat or two. 415-523-4652. Be caller number 10. This is the first of two opportunities in the next 15 minutes to qualify to win a spot for Breakfast with the Roast. Brought to you by Jack's Restaurant. You're coming live in studio. We'll have some fun. We'll do some things with the microphone. 415-523-4652 is the number. All right, we got a couple more here. Brian in Key West. Out there in Key West, baby, what up?
What's up? What's up? Good morning, gentlemen. You guys are the best, by the way. You guys bring therapy here all the way down in Key West. And my wife and I are realtors here, so if you're coming to the Keys, definitely hit us up. But
the one that stings
the most is the Kyle Williams muffed punt. I can't get over that, and I think Eli Manning's performance in that game proved that was one of the best performances
and one of
the strongest man moments ever. To muscle through that defensive line was epic.
He evaded probably 15 sacks in that game by throwing the ball away. I contend in that game alone, there's the Brett Swain play down the sideline where it's like, what are we doing? There's the Kyle Williams multiple muffs. There's the Ahmed Bradshaw overtime fumble where Bowman rips it out like he's pulling the guitar string. There are so many woulda, coulda, shoulda plays. Alden Smith and Justin Smith and Ahmed Brooks were dominant in that game.
Dominant.
Ray McDonald was phenomenal in that game.
That, I think it's probably the most painful loss as a 49er fan in my lifetime.
Who got knocked out in that game? Was it Terrell Brown?
It was Terrell Brown. They were going for an interception, and he got knocked out. And so Tremaine Brock replaced him.
God.
And on third down, they pinpointed Tremaine Brock, and Mario Manningham scored a touchdown on a third down.
Ex-Niner.
I don't even really like talk. I don't honestly don't like talking about that game.
I contend that's the worst walk out of a stadium in my life.
It's
in terms of losses.
It's a very, very painful loss in my lifetime. Like you don't really hear me bring that game up.
Vernon Davis scores in the first quarter and jumps on the light well.
Yeah,
and I'm thinking, we're going to the Super Bowl. We're going to the Super Bowl. Like a 70-yard play to start the game.
Again.
All the vibes were there. The fog was so dewy, like the drizzle was coming down. It wasn't raining per se. It was like drizzling because, you know, that light rain. And it was like, this is Candlestick. Oh, God.
Again, I don't discuss that game at all. I just don't. I remember, I watched all the Niner games at home that year by myself. And I listened to the Philly Zoo, and I'm going to blame him for this because I got the alert from Mayoko that Tegan Jr. wasn't going to play.
Ugh.
And I was going to watch the game by myself again. And he goes, you got to go up the street and watch it with some fellow Niner fans. You got to go up the street and watch it with... And I stood up in this dude's house the whole time, Jake Hutchinson. And they were like, you want to sit down? I was like, nah, I'm good. Like, I'm good. And when Kyle Williams had the second fumble, I walked straight out of the house. I had left my wallet there and everything. Got in the car, drove down the street. And I turned on the radio and Ted Robinson was like, and the kick is good from Lions Signs. We're going to the Super Bowl. It is the most painful loss of my lifetime. It was the next semester, a new semester of school the next day with SF State. Our new semester started the very next day. I walked into one. I had one class that day. I walked in. I grabbed my syllabus. And the teacher goes, oh, yeah, I would like everybody to sit here. I said, I'm not sitting here today. And I had my pajamas on and I had a hoodie. I grabbed the syllabus and I went straight back home.
Did you even explain what happened?
No, I just was like, I'm grabbing the syllabus. I'll see you Wednesday.
That is always my favorite when people don't realize, like, they're not into the sports world at all.
Right.
And they realize how insane you are from the outside. And they're like, why are you so angry? It's just a game.
Yeah, no.
It's just a game.
I don't discuss that NFC Championship game. It puts me in a very... very dark place. Like it's the most painful loss I've had in my adulthood. It's more painful than the Super Bowls.
It's
honest to God, it's more painful than the Super Bowls.
Alex makes one play in that game, we win.
1 for 13 on third down.
One play. In my head the following year when Antro rolls, like we just come up there. Everything's 7 yards and in. I'm like,
Yeah, that's what he said the regular season game. I remember it was at that game.
He was like, we just play everything up.
They beat the Niners 27-3, and Ahmed Bradshaw at the end of the game was like, to beat it, man, you gotta beat the man. And guess what? We still are the man. And I was like, damn, they are the man. And it was 27-3, and that's what Antro Roll said. You could watch that game. And he goes, Kaepernick actually he got in the game at the end of the first half, and he threw a seam route to Mario Manningham to get in the field goal range. But they were like, yeah, we don't have to worry about anything past 10 yards. And I think that was the game.
Yes.
Jim Harbaugh basically said, I need to do something different at the quarterback position.
We thought we had to go through the New York Giants that year.
Yeah.
And little did we know they would kind of fall off that year.
The Falcons.
The woulda, coulda, shoulda, man. They're all over the place.
I don't want to talk about the NFC Championship game. Don't worry. Really,
okay, like, what about this? What if Burford actually blocks and they score a touchdown on that first overtime possession?
Yeah.
I was thinking about that like crazy all offseason.
Let's go to Kurt in Oakland. He's got one. Kurt in Oakland, what's happening?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. This is one play that changed a lot of rules in the NFL where – it was with the Raiders playing the Chargers. I forgot the exact year, but Jamarcus Russell was still the quarterback. And he threw it to Lewis Murphy against the Chargers. And Lewis Murphy had 2 feet down in the end zone in full possession of the ball. But Quentin Jammer still hits him. Mm. And then he falls over and loses the ball. And then they changed that rule to say you have to have full possession on the way down on the ground. And it's like he clearly had full possession at 2 feet down. So he was already in the end zone, in the middle of the end zone. And Jammer still... knocked him over, even though the play was technically over.
So, Kurt,
and they changed the rule because of that.
That affected maybe Dez Bryant in Green Bay,
yes.
Huh?
Well, that happened later on in that year when the Dez Bryant play happened. So, but the Lewis Murphy one was the one that started it.
It started it because I remember Megatron 2, Kurt, on the season opener Soldier Field. Megatron got called for something like that. He had the ball, but he lost it on the ground or during that process. And they reviewed it, and the Lions went crazy because they overturned the call and they gave the Bears a win, basically.
That was probably one of them. But this is the one that I fully remember more, where it was like, because it was on Monday Night Football, and that's when they really enforced it.
Got it.
I don't know why that bothers him so much. Jamarcus Russell stinks. It's not changing anything.
You know, it's a good point. 341, Xfinity Mobile text line, Guy McIntyre.
Oh.
The holding call on the Jerry Rice touchdown on the first possession of the game. 7-0 Niners. Changed the whole mood of the game. Even though it was early. Hey, you know what's another? I got another one for you guys. Devontae Smith. When he didn't catch the pass in the NFC Championship game, and Kyle Shanahan, for some reason, was waiting on a replay from the Philadelphia Stadium, Lincoln Financial Field. Just throw the flag. Throw the red flag. Throw it. It was fourth down. Throw it. The Eagle fans were already rattled. They don't catch that. You get the ball at 0-0. Who the hell? Now there's a lot of ball game left, and I can hear starting to, it was 31-7. It was a very close game. Late in the first half, it was 14-7 after they scored. The Niners are going out for 2 minutes. Trying to hit Debo. He almost breaks the tackle. Then the next play, Josh Johnson fumbles with the snap. And, you know, from what you hear is that Josh Johnson was not ready to play that football game. He's just not ready. Sasky's like trying to be optimistic during the games, but he's like, come on, Bonte, we can still win this.
You kind of have to be.
You're there.
He was like, and I'm sitting there the whole, what was I doing? Josh Johnson in the AFC Championship
game. And then McCaffrey scored, and the entire stadium sat down. And I go, it's one of the greatest 49er runs I've ever seen. It was. He broke like 50 tackles.
They were shook.
Me and Bonte stood up, and we were high-fiving. And I was like, dude, the sniper's going to get us from the upper low at some point, somehow, some way.
They knew exactly. Dude, that was a scene in Philadelphia. And then they started calling the phantom holding calls and the phantom pass interferences.
Oh, the third down one.
The Jimmy Ward.
Yes.
3rd and 7. A.J. Brown. Oh, I thought we were physical. I remember I turned to some Eagle fan. I go, I thought this was the East Coast. I thought you guys were tough. Physical. That was soft. Devin in the Uber. Devin in the Uber. What's happening? What play would you take away, Devin? Devin, what's the play you're taking away, Devin? One play.
The play where Derek Carr got his leg broken, man. I was in the stadium. When I tell you we were celebrating, we were partying, we think we're going to the Super Bowl every year, right? The delusional part of us, we think that. But that year was very special. And the game was already kind of solidified. You know, we were just playing the clock, really. And when he got his leg broken off, I believe it was Donald Penn's missed block, man, you can hear, I will never forget, you can hear a pin drop. Everybody gasped, and all I hear is, it's over. And then all of a sudden, everybody's like whining and like in sorrow. Like, bro, that broke my heart. Now my heart is kind of pounding. So that would be the play for me.
You know what? That's a hell of a play, Devin, because I was in the press box for that game, and the Raiders were rolling. They were steamrolling the Colts that year. They're on their way to getting a bye week.
Andrew Luck.
Yeah. Andrew Luck. They were getting a bye week. They're going to beat the Broncos the next week, get the bye week, and probably host the Pittsburgh Steelers in a Saturday night game at the Oakland Coliseum. And I remember because that was my first year of the Afternoon Delight. And my host at the time, Pop, co-host, Pop was like, you got to get ready for New England.
It was going to be, I felt the exact same way.
It was going to be through New England. Yeah. And remember that? It was like, we're getting ready for New England. We're studying New England.
That Donald Penn gave up all season long.
Dude, the only sack he gave up all season long. Crabtree was out of the game at that point. He didn't really need to throw it because they were up so big. And I remember going to the presser. Jack Del Rio opened the presser. Derek Carr be out for the season. Broken fibula. Like, right away. No waiting, no nothing. And it was like, damn. Season's over.
I'm going to throw one in here since we're all these plays we want to change. I got to change the end of that 2003 national championship game between Miami and Ohio State.
It's a good call.
That was game over. It was not a PI. Miami should have won that game. I was
Chris Gamble?
I was 10 when that play happened. I mean, I don't really remember that game that much. I was locked in on Miami at that time. But knowing how that loss just torpedoed that program in the 22-year sense, like, I would undo that play every day of the week.
That call was so late, too. They were already celebrating.
8 seconds. Fireworks are going off, yeah.
Yeah, fireworks going off, everything, and they threw the phantom flag.
So I was thinking about different dynasties that have happened over the last 40 years or so, 50 years or so, and certain plays that if I took that play out, I don't even think the dynasty happens. All right, and these are just some, and you tell me if I'm right or wrong on some
15.
Of these.
What? 3rd and 15.
Well, that's literally on my list for Mahomes. How about the Kyrie injury? What if Kyrie never gets hurt?
Well, Kyrie in game one, I don't know if the Warriors win that series.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Maybe the Warriors don't win and don't become a dynasty. What about Brooks Conrad? What if Brooks Conrad doesn't blunder that ball at second base?
Three errors in that game. Pick any one of them.
I know.
Game three.
What if the Brady Vinatieri tuck rule, right? Because that sparked their dynasty. What about Pujols off Brad Lidge? Are we sure the Cardinals are a three-time champion, you know, in the 2000s?
Brad
Lidge, one of the baddest dudes on the planet.
Was it Nelson Cruz in the outfield in game six against the Cardinals?
David Freese moment, yeah. Well,
twice they were a strike away in that game.
Yeah. What about the Dwight Clark catch? What if that never happens? What if he drops that ball? And then the other one that I had on my list, Dave Roberts in the steal. What if Dave Roberts doesn't get into that steal at second base and he's out? And the Yankees go on to win. Do the Red Sox ever win?
I don't know if they win. I don't know, but those are pivotal moments, and that's how fickle it is. That's how fickle sports are. One play can change the course of history.
There's got to be more than that.
Oh, there's a lot more than that. I mean, the 3rd and 15, again, it sparked Kansas City. 3rd and 15 is what it goes back to. Because the Niners are rolling. We're at 95-70 game. Everybody's getting ready to go to a party afterwards. We're going to do the show. And 3rd and 15 happened.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.